Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
I'm in very bad health. My head, my back, my heart.
Are you in pain?
Absolutely.
The healthiest thing we can do is just ignore this and pretend it doesn't exist.
We seem to be made to suffer.
So here's the part where you make a choice.
Well, let's start the insanity.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, perhaps you've heard the saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result every time. Well, I suspect that there are far too many of us who are feeling stuck in unhealthy patterns in life, and the reason we keep experiencing the pain and the frustration that they bring is the fact that we have chosen not to do anything differently with our lives. Well, during the next half hour, you're going to hear a healthy challenge from one of my closest friends, Steve Arterburn. We're going to talk to you about choosing to heal the wounds of your heart, mind, body, and soul. So keep it right here for a great edition of Homeward.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. You know, a couple years ago, APU received the prestigious Community Engagement Classification from the Carnegie Foundation, and this is for the university's commitment to community service and service learning. And that this is a very, very prestigious award. APU is one of only 115 schools nationwide that actually received this award. So we're very proud of that and grateful that Homeward could be affiliated with the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. And speaking of APU, Jim Burns, an APU alum, and Steve Arterburn has an APU connection as well. And we're going to talk with Steve during the next half hour about choosing to heal mind, body, and soul. This is going to be a great conversation. So glad you've joined us. It begins right now.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, a very special guest. He's been on our program before. His name is Steve Arterburn. He's one of my best friends, actually. We're talking today about Only You Can Choose to Be Healed, a very important subject. He's the founder, the chairman of New Life Ministries. That's one of the nation's largest faith-based broadcast counseling and treatment ministries around. He's the host of a great show, my favorite Christian show, well, maybe besides Homeward. It's called New Life Live. And it's a daily program heard on over 180 radio stations. He's the founder of Women of Faith, and he's written, well, just a few books, what, 60-plus books, including Every Man's series, which is a great series, and now Healing is a Choice. So, Steve, if I went much longer, it was going to take half of the program just to say who you are. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks. Just do that at my funeral. I'll be happy. Thanks for letting me be here, Jim. I appreciate what you're doing. I love you, and I love this Homeward program. It's doing a great thing out there.
Well, we're having a lot of fun, and you know, in many ways, you're kind of mentoring me through this and helping me through it. We're talking about a very important subject. Healing is a choice. And as I mentioned to you on the phone the other day, I actually have read your entire book, and it was very meaningful. One of the things that I thought was fascinating, though, because we have done life together in many ways for a long time, is this book, more than many, it's kind of your journal. Mm-hmm. I kept seeing, you know, you in here in different ways, and it's a very personal book for you, I would imagine.
Well, it is, Jim. I think it was kind of the culmination of some of the healing that I've had to do. And, you know, the book is not about the divorce that I went through. It's about another person's divorce or their death. It's about, you know, your disappointment if you're the reader. But I do talk about that devastation that I went through and coming back from it. You know, when I first found out that my marriage would end, I began a journal. And it was one of the most valued things I had in my life. And it was in a briefcase in a truck that was broken into. They stole my briefcase and a lot of stuff, but they stole that journal, and it just broke my heart because it was truly more of who I was at the very depths of despair. And this book, I kind of went back and it became that. But more than just the experience from what I went through, Jim, this is a book of healing and hope. So many people are waiting for God to do what God is waiting for them to do. And you can pray all you want for God to heal you and change you or take something away or fix something. But this book is saying, why don't you make these 10 choices and just see if God's healing doesn't manifest itself in your life.
Well, that's one of the things I appreciate so much is that it's, God is
all-powerful and all-knowing and is going to heal. But sometimes we've got to get off our rear and get something going, and that's what I see you talking about in this. And yet at the same time, you know, a lot of people are in pain, and you, I thought, did such a great job of helping us identify with pain, even some of the pain in your own life. Your life had some pain. I mean, is there a purpose in pain?
Well, one of the great joys of writing this book is that some of the choices go together and make life make sense. And I'll give you an example. When you go through pain, it's because you've lost something or your expectations aren't fulfilled. So put three of these choices together. Grieve that loss. And we're not very good at letting people grieve losses in the church. We want to move people along and tell them that, you know, they're going to be okay and just keep moving and be happy. And I remember, you know, people would say to me, oh, you're going to look at this. This is going to be a great thing in your life. If we let go, if we take time to grieve, we're healing our future. We're essentially experiencing the pain today so we don't have to experience it in the future. So you grieve the loss of what wasn't. You embrace what is, just like Chuck Colson embraced his prison experience and created Prison Fellowship from it, a great ministry. If we grieve the loss, embrace the reality, and use it to serve God, there is tremendous purpose in that pain. Not just the purpose of bringing us to our knees so that we're closer to God, or not just in sharing in the fellowship of the suffering of Jesus Christ, but really that pain can lead us to a whole new way of living if we'll experience it.
Steve, in your book, you talk about your brother Jerry, who died of AIDS. You talk about some of the folks who come to your Lose It for Life conferences who are in deep pain, struggling like crazy. And yet at the same time, you say, well, healing is a process, and unless we choose to begin, we're not going to be healed. But what about that person who might be listening to us right now who is hurting so bad that they can hardly make it through the day? Mm. I mean, what do you say to that person?
Well, there are many things that are not going to be healed quickly. And a lot of people are looking for a quick fix, and there may be no fix or an instant solution. And right now, there may be no solution. The last choice that I present in the book is the choice to persevere. You may want to give up, but don't give up this day. Because just around the corner, around the bend, over the hill, is something for you that you don't want to miss. And if you lose your life because of despair, you'll never be able to experience what God really had for your life all along.
And sometimes people do give up too soon, don't they?
They do.
They don't persevere. I want to get back to that, but I really want to walk through the choices and then some of the lies, the way you've kind of set this particular book up is you have your choices and you have a lie that kind of goes along with it. And the first choice I thought was an interesting one, and I thought it was very important, and I want to ask you why you put it there first for any reason, but it's the choice to connect your life. And at the same time, the big lie is, all I need to heal is just God and me. I mean, right. I hear that all the time. That seems like a very important one. Again, for somebody in deep pain, it's hard to connect when you're feeling shame, when you're feeling lost.
Well, I wanted to put the toughest choice first, and I wanted to put the one that messes people up the most, Jim. You know, we have these Lose It for Life seminars, and we have Every Man's Battle, and we do Healing is a Choice seminars. We bring people in from all over the country. Sometimes, like Lose It for Life, they'll pay for two airline seats, right. and they'll be there, and you'd think everybody is there to get well. And sometimes they're really not. But I say to them, you have just wasted all your money, your effort, and your time if you're not going to go back and get connected with new people in a different way. Yeah. Another reason that I put it first, Jim, it's probably the longest chapter. So I thought, well, let's get the long one out of the way for people. But actually, it's the toughest one for me. I'm what could be called an avoidant personality, and deep connection has always been tough for me. But through this process, I have learned to connect in a different way and understand the full value of deep, rich connection with other people. And so I wanted to share that.
Well, interesting enough, and you and I talked about this in the 1980s when we wrote Drug Proof Your Kids, but in many ways, don't you think, and I don't want our listeners to hear this as sacrilegious or whatever, but don't you think sometimes people will almost cop out? I'm not going to connect, so I'm just going to ask God to instantly heal me of whatever this problem is, and then I can be okay. And so instead of connecting, they're just wanting God to just take it away.
Yeah, that's right. And I just don't find any kind of scriptural precedent before that, Jesus was a very connected person. And when he went through in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was asking his disciples to just be with him there. He wanted connection. He connected with women at wells and men up trees. He was a connector. And you may be struggling because you don't like to connect or want to connect. You may go through something like I did where you just want to crawl in a hole and not come out. But the challenge is to do the thing that doesn't feel very good. But it can be the healing factor in your life. If you had a crummy first family, you connect in a small group, and that can become a second family that will actually heal some of the damage done in that first family. So connection is really vital for healing.
And I think one of the great word pictures that I heard you give at Saddleback Church not too long ago, as well as in your book, was the incredible story of Jesus meeting that person who had been ill for 38 years, placing his hand on that person saying, "Do you want to get well?"
Right.
And sometimes the first step is connecting. Yes, I want to get well. Fine, then I'll get connected.
Yeah, that story is the foundation of the book. And if Jesus asks a man who'd been sick 38 years if he wanted to be well, then I'm asking people in this book, do you really, right, really want to be healed? Because right, there are some benefits to not being healed. Some people have developed a whole life around not being healed. Right. And the journey begins when maybe you say, okay, there has to be life beyond the life that I'm living. There has to be a better life. And I invite you to make these choices to experience it.
Very good. We're going to be right back. We're talking with Steve Arterburn. Only you can choose to be healed. Everyone experiences pain in life, but not everyone experiences healing from their pain.
And Steve has written about this, Healing is a Choice, is a book that Jim highly recommends. And today on the Homeward Broadcast, we're talking about choosing to heal mind, body, and soul. This actually kicks off a six-part series, if you will, a series of programs where you're going to hear from people who have overcome tremendous tragedy and found spiritual triumph. And we encourage you to be with us as we finish out the month of August here on Terrestrial Radio. If you're podcasting with us, you've kind of jumped ahead, perhaps, and you're going to like the interviews with Christina Damari and also Sherry Hamilton, who is the mother of Bethany Hamilton. She's going to be talking about raising a soul for incoming programs. Remember that all of our programs are available via podcast, the Monday through Friday editions are. And if you go to homeward.com and hit the podcast button, and then what will happen is it takes you right to our spot on iTunes. Get that subscription going absolutely free, and then you can have us in your iPod or other MP3 device and take us with you wherever you go. There's more to come here on Homeward. Do stay with us.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
It really makes me sad when I see a person who's sick and can't get well, because there are so many medications around now that weren't around a few years ago.
And they're so easy to get, too. I mean, you don't have to go to a pharmacist anymore. It's a lot easier if you get stuff online.
I know a lot of kids who are taking a lot of different meds. They don't tell their parents about it because their parents would get all weird about it if they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really safe to get prescription drugs without going to a doctor or seeing a pharmacist, but I know a lot of kids that are doing it anyway.
Well, the truth is, prescription medications have become a force of our society. And let's not forget the so-called over-the-counter remedies that you can buy at any supermarket or pharmacy. Talk to your kids about the dangers of using pills and other drugs, and make sure you're modeling appropriate behavior in this area also, because children see, children do. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward, encouraging parents, building families. Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, a very special guest, Steve Arterburn. You know his voice. Many of you have the privilege to listen to the incredible show, New Life Live. He's the founder and the chairman of New Life Ministries and has written wonderful books. The book we're talking about today is called Healing is a Choice, and it's 10 decisions that will transform your life, and actually 10 lies that can prevent you from making them. Steve, in many ways, I would read the choice, then I would read the lie, and sometimes I thought the lie sounded pretty good. I mean, yeah. Some of these lies, we are so ingrained in the what we would call, you know, one of these 10 lies, that we kind of think that's truth when it really isn't truth.
That's right. And I think Satan is so good at using these. You know, before the break, we were talking about the lie of all I need is God and me and my Bible and right, and I'll be fine. And one of the things that I learned as a little boy from watching Wild Kingdom, with whoever that guy was on Wild Kingdom, is that, you know, you'd see these herds of gazelle or whatever, and the lions would attack when the weak member of the herd would get separated out, the little baby or whatever, and then they would get eaten. And Satan really does roar around and roam around like a lion, and he attacks us when we're weak. And as men and as women, we're weakest when we're separated from the herd. So we need to stay in connection and in community with other people, or Satan is going to attack us. And where a demon has been cast out, if nothing fills that void, then more come back. And the way you fill that void is with other people who can support you, confront you, comfort you, be there for you.
No, you're exactly right. And here at Homeward, we sure believe that there is a spiritual battle that takes place. We don't talk about it probably enough within the church, but it is there, and we have to be careful. The second choice is the choice to feel your life. And I would say that the lie is one that a lot of us think about. You know, real Christians should have real peace in all circumstances. Mm. And yet, what you're saying is that sometimes we have to feel the pain. I said to a friend of mine recently who just went through a divorce, I said, before freedom, and there is going to be some freedom, there's going to be some big time pain. You're going to have to work through the pain, because he didn't want to work through the pain.
Right.
And what you're saying is you got to work through this.
Yeah, you know, this belief that you should have a real peace, well, if you'll take a fifth of whiskey and drink it, at some point in there, you'll feel real peaceful. Right. You know, it won't be long, but, or if you snort a pile of cocaine, somewhere in there, you're going to feel some peace. So you can manufacture this for yourself. And if you're a Christian for a while, you can fake it. You can put on your fake smile and you can deny what you're really going through. But if you want to experience healing, you have to do what we tell people, like at Lose It for Life. We say, you cannot have a long-term weight loss unless you're willing to experience some anxiety, which otherwise is interpreted as pain. Sure. It doesn't feel good. If you're not willing to experience some anxiety or to experience some sadness rather than just always getting relief for it, then you can't be well. But it is a healing experience when we feel the depths of our emotions and we don't always short-circuit them, either with superficiality, getting busy, some chemical, some behavior, or something else that prevents us from feeling those depths.
You know, I think a lot of times Christians bury their emotions. I know I do at times. And sometimes that's probably okay, but a lot of times it's not. And I love what you said in your book on this particular chapter. You say, we are not healing our lives if we are protecting ourselves from feeling the emotions buried deep inside. So a lot of times there's emotions that are buried deep inside. If we don't deal with them, then frankly, they're going to come out with either addictions or issues or negative relationships or whatever it may be. Is that right?
That's true. And if you are a superficial person and you fly off the handle and everything irritates you and you are angry at everybody, including God, I believe that down inside there is some unresolved anger that needs to be dealt with. Who are you really angry at is a question to ask yourself. Where did that start? And who in my past am I really angry with or disappointed with? And try to get to the heart of that. By the same token, fear. You know, if you're walking around, you're always afraid, you're overreacting, you're full of anxiety. Well, you know, the Bible tells us that love casts out all fear, and that we need not have any fear of a God who fully loves us. So I say, if you're struggling with fear, there's a part of your love relationship with God that you need to work on. But first, you have to admit, I am scared to death. I need to feel this fear, and I need to invite God into that experience, and we walk out of this together. But if I'm not willing to experience that pain or that fear, then I'll never, ever resolve.
Don't you think that's tough for sometimes men? I mean, we've been taught, be a man, suck it up. So don't you think that's hard for us men sometimes to actually let our feelings out with other men especially? Yeah.
Yes, but fortunately, over the past 10 years, there's been a bit of a masculinity counter-revolution where men are coming together, getting in groups. They're talking about the most intimate things and sharing their feelings, crying with each other and laughing with each other. I think it's been fantastic to see the transformation in churches from men just going and acting like big shot Christians to really breaking down those walls and connecting with other men.
Isn't it interesting that both connecting and really getting into your feelings can happen within a small group setting or when you have safe people around you?
Yeah.
You know, I find with people who I can be safe with, well, then I can really let down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And we all need those kind of
yes.
people. The third one is the choice to investigate. And then the lie is it does no good to look back or look inside. And sometimes we say, put it off. But what you're trying to say is, no, sometimes we do have to look inside, don't we?
Well, we do. And I'm not for digging up things in your past and making something out of nothing. But if you're still dealing with something in your present from your past, and it's not your past anymore. It's the present. So then you need to go back and you need to resolve that. For some people, you know, it is simply a matter of making amends for something they did to somebody a long time ago. And then that is taken care of. But this is all about investigating the truth about yourself. And the psalmist said, Lord, prevent me from lying to myself. And we all are brilliant at lying to ourselves, convincing ourselves that things that are there really aren't. And we have blind spots. It's not a matter that we're doing it of our own volition. We just can't see certain things. So once again, connection and experiencing feelings now are important because we start to see the truth as we allow other people to tell us the truth about ourselves.
Right. We have to face the truth and what the truth is about us. A mutual friend of ours is a pastor, and I happened to sit in a small group that he was involved in that I really wasn't involved in. They invited me for this day. And he sat up there with these other men, all men in this small group, very small, five, six people. And he said, what are my blind spots? He said, I want you to take 5 minutes and I want you to write down my blind spots, because, you know, they're obviously blind spots.
Yeah.
And these men lovingly mentioned things to him. That said, he's healthy. He wants to get whole. He was willing to roll up his sleeves and do the work.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that we want to do.
Those are great exercises to do with your friends, your buddies, or in a small group.
Right.
But, you know, sadly, we are liars, and we lie to ourselves, and we prevent ourselves from knowing the truth. And you really need to get in there and find out who you really are. Investigate the truth about your life, and it may turn you into a different father and a different kind of husband altogether, just from that investigation.
And Jesus says you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And in many ways, healing is a choice, and the choice on the outside, we got to do the work, but on the outside, there is freedom, much more freedom.
Yes.
That's very important.
Well, you know, in that passage about the truth setting you free, before that, Jesus says, if you will live according to my principles, you're truly my disciples. And then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, a lot of times we think we're living like Jesus and we're doing well, but somebody can come along and say, you know what, you're kind of messing up over here, and I love you and I care about you, but you need to fix that.
Absolutely. The choice to heal your future. I mean, it's a very hopeful chapter that you wrote in this book. And yet the lie is time heals all wounds. And I know I've been told that. You know, time is going to take care of this. What you're saying is sometimes we have to choose to heal the future, and sometimes by grieving the past.
Right. We experience the sadness and the anger in our grief, and that tears the past away from us, so we don't have to experience that pain. Many people are walking around with ungrieved losses like a vulture on their shoulder. You finally experience the pain, the sadness, and the anger, and that vulture is shrunk down to the size of a gnat. Time doesn't heal all wounds. Time infects wounds. They must be treated. And if you are struggling with some ungrieved losses, if you're dragging some emotions from your past every day, they're affecting you, maybe it's time you need to do some grief work so that truly the pain you experience today heals your future. You don't have to experience it anymore. And sadly, too many people are still reliving pain from their childhood. And I'm saying it's time to heal that past.
It is time to heal that past. You do not need to be wounded. There are ways. And I would suggest, frankly, if this is something that you need to work through, that take the scriptural mandate, where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Steve, thank you for being with us. We're only halfway done. Need to come back next time so we can continue this. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that concludes part one of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with Steve Arterburn here on the Homeward Broadcast. We've been talking about choosing to heal mind, body, and soul. Jim has written extensively on issues like this for us as parents in particular. You know, if you're looking for healing, if you're looking for places to make sure that you're getting the kind of care and self-care that you need, we encourage you to check out the library of books that Jim has written on parenting, on marriage issues, on sexual purity. You want to talk about providing yourself with some self-care. These are resources that will be helpful for you, that'll improve the quality of your marriage and also improve your relationships with your kids. And if you purchase any of Jim's books from our Homeward Online Resource Center, a portion of the proceeds actually goes towards supporting the Ministry of Homeward, and we can always use that faithful financial support. So check us out online and check out all of Jim's books for purchase at homeward.com. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.